This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, and that is right. You are listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you are never by yourself. Jono, you pulled away.
Oh, stop it. No, it's just sometimes when I'm in the, you know, in the zone and I'm listening to some beautiful girl, and I'm just like listening to the intro, and then you go, and I'm like, ah! You do scare me sometimes.
And we do have these secret signals that we give each other just to make sure that.
Just to make sure we're behaving.
Yeah, and John gave me a secret signal.
I gave Yanni the secret signal to say, your mic's too loud. Your mic's too loud, babe.
Yeah, and I've put it down. And now I think I need to put it up a little bit.
This is all part of the fun. Living Life Single.
I know, and trying to figure out and do a radio show. And
at 94.9. And Yanni and Jono are here. To catch up with you on another episode of Living Life Single.
And we love this, don't we, Jono?
We do. We just like, stuff. It's kind of cathartic getting here and talking through shit. So, Yanni, what are we talking about today?
This topic is building up from some other topics that we've talked about.
Yes, it's building up.
Building up. Jono did a bit of like...
I just clenched my fist.
Your fist and looked up and like, yeah.
Yes.
It's sort of building on from a couple of other topics that we've talked about, but this is really much about do talk to strangers.
Yes. Ooh. So you grow up, and especially as I was a child, told not to speak to strangers. Mm. But as you become older and wiser, or maybe less wiser, and you're out on your own, and I think it's good to encourage yourself to talk to strangers. Just have your wits about you. So that's what we'll be talking about today.
Great. Because as single people, mm-hmm. we're out by ourselves, and we've discussed this. You know, we do need to get out by ourselves. We do need to say hello. And we're not saying hello to pick up. Well, you might be able to, but we are saying hello to have a conversation, because we know that can be really hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, talking to a stranger. So let's talk about how we do it and why we do it.
Some people might not want to talk to strangers when they're out and about and you're single. You know, it depends what mood I'm in. A lot of the time, if I feel like I'm not sick, or I'm like, you know, I've had a great day at work and it's a positive, I'm looking forward to the weekend. And I'll go out there and I'm just going to be like, hey, you know, how are you going? Or if someone asks me in the supermarket, even though they're going through a script, you know, they're like, how's your day been? Oh, hello, how are you going? I'm like, yeah, wonderful, thank you.
Is that different to say, like, you know, supermarkets, it's easy, it's not threatening, it's convert, and especially through like COVID, I lived by myself through that. I still live by myself, and you know, the only person I would have a face-to-face conversation with may be someone at the supermarket or accidentally something like that. So I think there's less pressure when it comes to retail therapy, or in a more, I guess, conventional place where you have to talk to people to interact with them. You have to converse, right? Because you need to buy some goods.
Yes.
Not necessarily white goods, but no. Just goods.
Just some grocery shopping or
goods in general,
like that.
A basket of goods.
CPI?
A basket of goods.
Oh, that's going straight in my basket. Oh dear.
So I think that's a little different. But although some people may find it difficult to have a chat to like your local,
to start the conversation with your local butcher, baker, travel agent. Some people have travel agent. Well, you know, it'd be more conversation if we're going in for to book a trip or a holiday or something like that. Most people book it online anyway these days. But I try and have a conversation with people because especially more so nowadays, as I'm getting older and feeling a more, you know, a little bit more mortal, you know, that's another human being. That's an opportunity to find out a little bit more about them. That's a connection. That's somebody else.
It's so true. And I think we miss that human connection.
Yeah.
Like it's harder to get, especially if we're single and especially if we are living alone. And you have to have that connection with someone. You have to have that random hello occasionally.
Yeah. Well, I randomly, like, I always bump into people I know wherever I go in the world, not just Australia or Melbourne. But my sister says it all the time. My parents are like, oh, me and my brother just happen to know. We just connect and we find people. I'll go back to Adelaide and they'll be like, oh, hey. I was at the airport one morning. I saw one of my work colleagues, whatever. But when I was at Kylie Minogue recently, I was there on my own.
At the house? Or what?
I was with Kylie and Danny. We're having a cup of tea.
Yeah, yeah.
I was actually watching a concert. Mm. And there was this guy that came and sat next to me, and he was on his own. He'd come from Sydney. Mm. And it was really cool just to, like, have a converse with him, have a conversation. He does Latin dancing. He was, like, really sassy, and we just got on really, really well. And I really enjoyed it. It made the night even, like, nicer as well, just having, like, a new connection, a new guy. And he messaged me today, actually, on Instagram and said, hey, did you get Gaga tickets? So there's a connection, and he's like, are you going to be there? Like, do you know what I mean? It was really, really nice, and it was really sweet. And he actually made me laugh. And I was videoing Kylie, and I kind of swooped in on him, and he kind of just started voguing and dancing, and it was really good fun. So
when you're in those situations, right, where, like, I'm making an assumption here. I'm assuming that he was gay, right? I don't know, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So do you talk to them and go, ooh, this could lead somewhere, or do you just go, this is just purely in the moment, a friendship?
It's purely in the moment, yeah. Not with him, because it wasn't my type, but I'll talk to anyone, and then if they're reciprocal.
So how do you talk to anyone? Like, so I'm just thinking about our listeners.
Yeah.
When they're like, oh, that's good that Jono can talk to anyone, and some people can't. Some people may just want to go
struggle
to a Kylie concert and don't know, to like just too frightened. What do you find it within yourself to be able to go, yeah, I can talk to this random person, guy, girl,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm just a connector. Or, like, there was one girl. I am a connector of people. There was one girl there that I recognized because I put in the hashtag in TikTok, Kylie Minogue, in the lead up to the concert, and I came up on this girl's page, and it was her mission to meet Kylie Minogue. She's met her previously many, many years ago, but she was there trying to meet her again. And that was my icebreaker. I just said, hey, I know you from TikTok. And it gave her, she hasn't got that much of a following, but it kind of, and it's not about that, but it kind of gave her a little bit of, like, recognition. And also she felt warm by it. Like, it was just, oh,
yeah,
someone is out there watching what I'm doing and looking at my content.
Which is always nice.
And I said, look, we're both Kylie fans. I said, and we had a glass of champagne together, and we talked, and then she had some photos with me and this other guy that I just met. It was really cool.
Did she meet her?
No. No, she didn't. You're on Living Life Single 94.9, and Yanni's in the house.
Hello, I am in the house. I'm here with my amazing and favorite co-host.
Yay. Well, the discussions that we had earlier
in another episode
that we've been...
I surprised that one, didn't I?
You did. Well, do you know what? It's all water under the bridge.
Love it.
But yes, we are in our favorite place, Living Life Single, at Living Life Single headquarters, which is Joy Media at the Victorian Pride Centre.
It's a beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building. I love walking into here. You just feel at home.
You do.
You feel part of the community when you come in here. It's absolutely lovely. So we're on Instagram, by the way, people. Living Life Single. Is it living_single?
Living. It's living life _single.
Perfect.
And we have an email.
Oh, what's the email?
Livinglifesingle
at
joy.org.au.
So if you listen to the show, then please send in your questions. If you've got any requests, any ideas, any suggestions, any topics that you want talking about, flick us an email or message us on Instagram, and we can connect.
We want to help you.
So
this is what this is, what this is, because you know clearly people want help from us, John. That's like
we're the agony aunts and uncles that you actually never knew.
If you want a song, let us know. We'll play it.
Let us know. I mean, we'll take a request.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? We're here for you guys.
We are. We are indeed.
But today, I don't know. Look, it could be an afternoon whilst you're listening to this. It could be the evening. It could be early morning. We are talking to strangers and encouraging that.
Talk to strangers.
If you're over 18, of course.
Yes.
If you're a child listening to this, please don't talk to strangers and don't accept candy because you're not supposed to.
That's right. That's right. Really, it's all about, you know, when you're out and about.
When you're grown up,
being able to have a conversation with someone who you don't know.
Exactly. In a public forum, you know, out and about at the supermarket or, you know, in a bar or a restaurant or the cinema.
Yeah.
Or like I was going to ask you, Yanni.
Me, yes.
Like being, because you're a bit of a dancer.
I do love a
bop. You like to
I
go do out love and boogie.
A bop. I love a bop.
You love just a bop?
I like, get me on the dance floor, bop away.
Bop away. I say boogie. I'm from England, but boogie. Australians like
boogie
to say.
Boogie is the thing comes out of your
nose. They say boogie.
Boogie.
The boogie man. That's a boogie.
That's a booger. That's a booger.
You like to go out dancing. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So when you're out dancing, what do you do? Are you like, do you keep yourself to yourself or does body language take over and you don't even have to communicate verbally?
Okay. Right. That's a loaded question, Jono. So I'm going to So it depends on the mood I'm in. Right. So if I want to just go out and dance,
I got the titters. Hang on. Give me 1 second. Okay. Sorry. Carry on.
If I just want to go out and have a bit of a bop, then I'll be on the dance floor bopping away by myself. I'm always dancing by myself. Aww. And I think, you know, that's one of the privileges and one of the best things about being in the LGBTIQA plus community, we can go to a safe place that's for us.
Yeah,
no one cares, and you can go dancing by yourself, and it's like, yes, champion, go.
Yeah,
it's like you go do your thing. Yeah. No one bats an eyelid. Everyone encourages it, and you just go for it, right?
Yeah.
And I have done that many, many, many times. I've done that more times. I've gone out by myself dancing than I have gone probably out with friends, right?
Wow.
Like I love it. It's freeing. It's always been freeing. And depending on the mood, is if I'm wanting to meet someone.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Or just connect as in, you know, maybe take it on a date kind of connection.
Yeah, like, you know, that's if I'm, you know, if I want to do that, then the dancing's, you know, more...
That becomes vertical.
Yeah, it's more open.
Horizontal.
Well, no. It's more inducive to invite people in.
Right, yes.
Right? But sometimes I just want to dance by myself, so I'm not looking around. I'm literally just there.
I'm just dancing on my own.
Love it, and I love that song.
Oh,
right? So I'll do that. But in terms of speaking to someone, I think that's where, you know, you have to be able to say hello to someone, right? A smile is always handy, right? A smile on the dance floor is a really great way to starting at least nonverbal communication. But also if you're at the bar with someone, simply just say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Are you having a good night?
Yeah, that's a nice one.
It's a really simple question just do it to get it out of your system.
Yeah.
Because once you've started a random conversation with someone, it's easier to have another random conversation with another. You've just got to start, because if your purpose is just to converse, people will converse with you. Right. But if your purpose is to, I want this conversation to evolve into something else, even before you've had the conversation, that's different, and that can be picked up on, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think it's also really healthy just to, if you get a good vibe from someone, just to say hello and converse with them. And I think just because you speak to someone, and this is where I'm not quite sure, I'd love to know what you think, Jono. Yeah. just because you speak to someone, it doesn't mean that you're there to pick them up.
Oh, God, no.
It doesn't mean, and I think that's got lost over the years, maybe.
And some people might feel that you're trying to crack onto them, yeah, and they've got a partner or what have you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe, I don't know why people think, maybe because people aren't used to people talking to people anymore, that, you know, why is this person speaking to me?
It's
is
not it, via a screen on Grindr.
Yeah.
Or Scruff or something, yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or Instagram or whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's communicating.
What does this person want? Yeah.
Yeah. Why are they speaking? And it's weird. And I think I'd love to sort of have a chat to a younger person to see how they feel in a scenario where it's complete strangers.
And what we're talking, well, yeah, I was going to say, if younger, we're talking say 35 and younger maybe, or in your 20s.
Yeah, 20s, right.
Because I say we're from a different generation. Yeah. Like in our 40s, we went out when there was no social media, mm-hmm. when there was no Grindr, there was probably just gaydar, which is, you had to actually log on to your laptop or your desktop.
Yeah, that was.
It was before you came out maybe. So.
Well, that was
yeah, that was in the noughties.
Gaydar was just starting.
2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, so I'd sort of come out a bit later than that, yeah. But it was still relatively new.
Yeah. Well, you go to a club, you go to a pub, and there's not many of those really in Australia left anymore either, but in London or wherever I was, you know, living at the time, living life single, you'd go up to someone in a pub and you go, hey, how's your night going? Well, I really like that top. Sometimes it was just a smile and then you'd pass on, like whatever. But
yeah,
there was no screen. There was no handheld device. There was nothing. You had to go out and speak to people. Nowadays, I don't think anyone who didn't live that era would understand what that means.
Yeah. And I think...
it's sad.
It is. It's sad because you're missing out on that human connection.
Yeah.
And I feel that some people don't know how to converse. And and look, technology is a big part of that. As great as technology is, it sort of has led us to become more insular in the way that we communicate, as opposed to what we're communicating via the written word as opposed to the spoken word. And I'm much confident in the spoken word, although I do babble and go around the place, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. So
I remember once someone just said, it's like you're a dog that's chasing your own tail at times when I'm having a conversation. I'm like, like, it's like, oh, okay, I need to like, I need to get straight to the point and be concise.
Yeah.
But you know, I think like in whether in a bar scenario or a club, it's, you can have that freedom. You can go a little bit sideways, but you've got to be able to want to be able to do that. And I think it's also a little bit safer, and I've mentioned this before, that when you have your friends,
because
you can, you know, they're your backup. But if you don't have your friends, it's okay. And look, we've been talking about clubs and bars here, but you know, there are other situations where you can still just talk to a stranger just for the sake of having a conversation, you know, starting a conversation. And you mentioned supermarkets, Jono, because you were chatting to me earlier.
Yes.
And that you have a little story.
Well, just starting the conversation.
A story about chatting to a stranger at a supermarket. Did you give him the $2 little slot? Is that what you did?
Well, it was back in the UK.
Oh, okay.
And I was about 18 or 19 when I was very brazen, very confident.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this guy in this small town.
Mm.
And he was like, it wasn't the town bike, before anyone thinks that. He was like...
Are you sure? Was that you?
No. He was like the hottest boy there was in town. And he was gay. Everyone knew it.
Mm.
He was beautiful. His name was Wayne. And if my dad's listening, Dad, you'll remember Wayne. That lived in this town. And I just got out of my first ever relationship. Mm-hmm. And that was all amicable and it was all fine. And we started off as best friends and then we went into a relationship. And I was like, oh, I don't know what came over me, but I was in the supermarket, which is a little bit like Woolies in Australia. Keep it clean. And I went in there with my two or three girlfriends and we're just being idiots walking around. And I was like, he's there. And he worked in a particular aisle. Now, in England, they have like an alcohol aisle and they have like specialists. So like people that talk about the wine, like Avintas, I think they're called.
Avinta. I've no idea. I've never heard
of it. I think that's what it is.
That means like, oh, it's cold. It's Avinta. No,
that's winter. That's winter if you're Dracula. Oh, you're, hey. It's winter.
It's winter.
It's winter. Ha, ha, ha. Imelda's back. No, she's not that. I imagine she's from Transylvania. I am Imelda Vinda. Anyway, so I was down this aisle and he was there. I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to speak to him.
Mm.
And this is in terms of just asking someone out. It's not, we're not talking about just everyday stuff, but this is my little example conversation.
Yeah.
And so I went up to him and I tapped him on the shoulder, remembering his shoulder was just like really muscular and beautiful. And I
was just like, felt him up.
I just tapped him. I was like, excuse me.
Can't do that nowadays.
And he kind of turned around. He said, yes. And I said, are you Wayne? And he said, yeah. I said, oh, my name's John. I think we should go grab a drink sometime.
Oh.
And he kind of went, he blushed. And he was a few years older. He must have been in his mid-20s. Right. I was like 18, 19.
Oh, so you like a sugar daddy, yes.
Yeah. And yeah, well, he was older.
Yes.
And he kind of went, oh, he said, I'm so sorry. He said, I'm actually seeing someone. I have a partner. And I went, oh, I said, look, you can't blame me for trying, can you? And it made him laugh because I was cheeky. And I was like, all good. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm about to like run off and be embarrassed. So I did kind of like run down the edge of the aisle and leave. And then I was walking away and I felt a tap on my shoulder. And it was him.
Ooh.
And he actually said, actually, let's grab a drink.
Oh, my goodness, Jono.
So we ended up going for a drink and dating for a while.
Did you break up his relationship?
Well, that's another story for another time.
Oh, okay, that's another story. Right, okay.
I wasn't to know what was to happen, I thought he was then single and he was giving me the signal.
Yeah,
But it was great. And then years later, we kind of hooked up again. And but, you know, I always remember it. And I can't find him on social media. I'd love to find him. But anyway.
That reminds me of a story I had a friend tell me where he met his partner, at the gym via social media.
Wow.
So they had connected on social media or like on an app.
Is this in a inverted commas social media?
No. It was an app. It was one of our apps.
Okay.
I think they were just... Or they'd seen each other there or something.
Yeah.
And they saw each other at the gym as well. And I think they saw each other at the gym and then they saw each other online. And then they started the conversation by going, hey, I think you go to my gym, blah, 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 blah. Oh. And then they're like, so it's interesting how they were kind of strangers, but not strangers, but they still started that conversation.
Yeah. They took it offline as well. So, you know, they recognized each other, which is good.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because I wonder the older you get, like, are you likely to go up to someone now in a supermarket and go, hey, do you want to grab a drink? Especially in Australia, I don't think that really happens.
No, not in Australia. I'm more likely now to go up to someone in a supermarket in the aisle to tell them that they're giving really rubbish service because I'm getting more old and cantankerous. But
that's not going to get you a conversation.
But you know, recently at Chill Out Festival, Dalesford at the start of the year, and I was in the audience watching one of my girlfriends sing on stage, and this older gentleman came up to me. I mean, a lot older, and he went, "Oh, I love your suit. I love what you're wearing." And I said, "Oh, thank you so much." He goes, "What a handsome young man you are!" And he grabbed my face and planted a kiss right on my lips.
Oh.
I just thought, you know what? Because he was
lucky.
He looked like gay Father Christmas.
And you just snorted, by the way. Just,
oh, did I? Oh, no.
Which I loved. It's okay.
He looked like a gay Santa, right? Oh. And I just bless him. Like, he's an older guy, but you know what? I loved it because he was just so joyous and he was just lovely and he complimented my outfit. So sometimes you just got to peck an old man on the lips.
Oh, love it. On that note, Joy 94.9, this is Living Life Single. Guess what, Jono?
What?
We are at that time.
Wow, this has gone so fast.
Hasn't it gone
really
quick?
Really quick.
Who would have thunk it?
Thunk it. Like a rat up a drain pipe. It's gone like the clappers.
Who's rat and who's drain pipe?
Oh, my God. But no. No, that's... No, I don't know. But I do know that coming soon, Imelda will be back.
Imelda. I do hope that people listen to the other shows to understand.
To understand who Imelda is.
Who Imelda is, what she does.
And if you don't, you should head back and listen to them via where?
Oh, we've got some podcasts.
Yeah.
And you can listen to that on iTunes or Spotify.
Ooh.
Just search.
You could Google Joy Media and it will come up on the Joy Media website as well.
Google Joy Media.
Yeah.
Living Life Single. But if you just put in Living Life Single in Spotify or Apple iTunes,
you might just get a picture of me and Yanni.
Well, not even, because it's not there, but you just get this yellow picture. And that's, we do have to have our photo professional
taken. We've got someone that's going to do it for us. Sorry, we do. We've got the microphone.
We have to organise ourselves.
Yes, we do.
We do. So, Jono.
Yes?
Tell me.
Oh, no.
Something amazing, something good for you this week.
This week, when this goes to the ether out there, I may be going to a concert.
Oh.
So the first in a little while. So I can't wait. It promises to be a night of sort of disco, kind of just big tunes.
Oh, nice.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Something that's not gone so well. I don't think there has been anything. But after the last episode I spoke about when I was sick, so maybe just getting over that still. I still got a bit of a crusty nose, so.
Yes, I can see.
Yeah, all right. Just for God's sake.
Sort that out, Mr.
Thank God. I'm trying. I've been on 9 antibiotics a day for this. But that's about it, really.
I was going to say, you know, not something not good. Is that doing the show with me and me just sort of, you know, hanging around?
No, I love it. I love coming here.
It is fun. It is fun. Lovely.
How about yourself?
Oh, me. I think something good this week was just the opportunity to hang with myself if I wanted to hang with myself.
Yeah, nice.
I've just left my place a mess, which is fine.
That's okay.
Yeah.
There's always next week to tidy it up.
Yeah, exactly. And I think something that wasn't good this week was I left my place in a mess. And so I'm just like, and that's becoming a bit of a theme.
I think you spoke about that like recently as well.
Like last week, it just happened again.
You need to get a cleaner. Cleaner? I hardly know her.
Just.
And on that note. Just, see ya. We'll be back soon. Living Life Single. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.